I have long wanted to see this sensational evidence for myself. But in recent decades, answers have been found. Of all the animals that live on our planet, one extraordinary group dominates. The largest, the fastest, and the most intelligent creatures that have ever lived. They're known as
Braden and Harry.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
Braden and Harry driving you home.
That's right.
And we're from the bar. It's the Hammer and Swine.
It's going off, mate.
We've promised for a long time, and it's going off. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
How is it in here, do you reckon? How would you say?
Pretty good. There's actually a fair crowd. I didn't think there'd be this many people.
Oh, same, mate. Same.
Yeah, it's turned out very well.
It's very well. And I'll tell you what. I've been happy with the show as of yet because you're telling now, Harry.
I think we're better now than ever.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, it's happened again. We've got to turn this music off because this just doesn't suit the theme. It's happened again.
Oh, it's gone quiet.
It's happened
That's
again.
Weird.
It's gone quiet. We're not at the Hammer and Swine.
No, we're not.
We're in the studio and it's probably... it's not our fault. That's probably the worst.
You gotta love how we start. It's not our fault.
It's not our fault.
But we have to take some responsibility for it. We've told our listeners we would get in there, and we haven't fulfilled that.
Well, I'm not sure if it is our fault, and I think we need to seek justice. But I've got a statement. I reckon we need some more appropriate music for this statement.
Yeah.
It's something that we're not happy about. Here we go. I think this music suits it more, the situation we're in. And I would like to apologise to all listeners on behalf of Braden, out of the Braden and Harry show.
Very good.
Yep. And I would like to say that we're disappointed with the outcome from not broadcasting live at the Hammer and Swine, which we promised for multiple weeks. And we were, apologise to any listeners affected by this, but... We don't want to break promises on this show.
No.
But what we do promise, both of us, is that we'll get justice for whoever's responsible.
We will get justice. We'll get justice very quickly, mate.
Do you reckon? How quick do you reckon? As we fade down the music.
Hopefully in the next month or so.
No, I reckon tonight.
You reckon tonight?
We're going to get justice tonight, I would say.
Maybe we do a little prank on the Hammer and Swine?
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
talk
good
about
idea.
Later.
Good idea.
But... We need justice on it. And it may involve some analogies.
Some metaphors, or maybe some
to
actual...
do with the North of Korea and their regime recently. But we won't go into it. What we will go into is the reason why we're going to the Hammer and Swine, which is probably no reason. But what we wanted to do is
Oh, it's not no reason, mate. We wanted to get amongst the crowd.
We wanted to get amongst the people.
And most importantly, billboard.
Who was that? Yeah, billboard. That's billboard. What we want. We wanted the billboard to Hammer and Swine. So how do we achieve this billboard? We need money. And we've had
and
a lot.
And how do we get money?
Oh, well, on Monday we
suggested Airtasker.
Which is Airtasker. We'll talk about later on.
Yeah.
But we just called up the company that we've struggled to get on onto lately, which is... We won't actually say the company, but...
No, we won't. We won't disclose their name because they haven't given us any answers, so why should we promote
them?
This
is how the call went to them today.
Hi there, Olivia. This is just Harry and Braden here, just inquiring about prices for a billboard. We called last week.
Right, sorry, who am I speaking to?
Harry.
Harry from
Braden and Harry. We're a radio show. We're just looking to purchase a billboard for a week.
Okay, Harry. You said you rang last week, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me take your details and I'll try and track down that message and who he
had. We didn't get through. We didn't get through, actually. So that's all good.
You didn't get through. Would you like me to take a message for you, Harry, and you have one of the account managers call you back?
We're just looking at prices and stuff like that. Would we be able to chat to someone about prices?
Let me see who's free. 1 second, please.
Cheers.
Cool.
Come on, Johnny.
I'm so able to keep you there, Harry. I'll just try another line. 1 second.
That's okay.
Directions for your brand.
That's okay. Just put it straight through.
To find out how we can... I'm sorry, I'm not having much luck. Can I take your number and get somebody to call you back, please?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, sure. It's 04...
04...
67...
0467.
Sorry, that's not it. That's my old one. Sorry, not trying to get the right one for you. 04.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Harry. Sorry, what was the company name again? I missed that.
Braden and Harry.
Braden and Harry.
Yep.
And were you looking at CBD area, Harry?
We're just looking at one billboard in particular.
Yeah, we've actually got a billboard in mind.
Which one is that? Which one is that?
Do you want to know the location or its number or something?
Oh, just the location is fine.
Hammer and Swine. It's a bar.
In the Swinburne University.
Oh, so it's inside the uni, is it?
Yeah, inside the uni bar. Inside Swinburne Uni.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Leave that with me. I'll have somebody call you back on that price.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Well, it went very well.
Bye.
Like every other call, no answers. But I think we got one thing out of that.
Yeah.
We didn't get your number, but we got...
Yeah, good idea.
I took that one out for you.
Thanks for that, mate.
But we found out that we're a company. Just from the quick response of, are you guys a company?
Of course we're a company. We're on Instagram. We've got a Facebook presence.
Well, I think we might need extra funds for that. Another Airtasker required.
And maybe a successful Airtasker. A successful Airtasker too.
Airtasker coming up in about 20 minutes time. But I'm just shocked that they still haven't given us answers. They're just
still
pointing fingers
answers.
To other departments.
Yeah, we've been put through. Oh, we just magically get turned around. No. No one's on the line.
No.
Sorry. No, you don't get to know. Sorry, guys. Talk to you later.
Yeah, well, we need this ABN number then, don't we?
We definitely do.
Because we made another promise that we're not committing. Oh, we could just pretend we've got an ABN number.
I don't think that would go well. This is Braden and Harry.
This is Braden and Harry.
Braden and Harry.
Don't
I got the coming.
Didn't realise Gargar was still going to go. Oh, well, we've done this segment before, actually, but we haven't done it with an opener.
No, we haven't.
So we might need to go... We're doing this.
Here we go.
Billboards, commercials, and Richmond Footy Club. Not worth it. Money going everywhere but us. On planes and on the TV. Do change the budget. Do change that thing, Swinny. Do change the spending. Do change that thing for us.
It is Swinburne's budget jury. That's what
here
we call
go.
It. But if those who haven't heard this segment before, welcome. But this segment is where we, both me and Harry, or Harry and I, come up with one thing that Swinburne can change because there's so much money into marketing.
A lot of
money
into marketing.
So much
money
into billboarding. Actually, the billboard at Glen Ferry Station has been taken down, replaced with a little trophy.
Replaced with another one. Yeah, conflicting bit there.
But everywhere else, the game will be on Friday night, the big final between Geelong and Richmond. No doubt Swinburne name will be all over that one on the press conferences.
They'll be there.
They'll be there everywhere. What else is there? On the plane, I saw one. There's everywhere you walk.
They're all around. They're all around Melbourne, mate. They're all
everywhere.
Around billboards, posters.
Doesn't matter where
you
go.
You name it.
You could
TV.
Be
TV.
Yeah, TV.
It's ridiculous.
That's the biggest one.
Ridiculous.
So we need to find out something better where they should spend their money on rather than a billboard.
Well, we've sort of figured out a few ideas, haven't we?
There's a few ideas where they should put their money into the what resource department?
Yeah.
Instead of marketing. And this week...
You thought of some. You got a good one for us.
Do you want me to start off?
Yeah, you all start right. off.
Tomorrow night, we've got the Res Ball. Oh, $88 for the ticket.
Mm.
But although that could be lowered, and they could spend a bit more money just promoting that. But I won't go into that.
Okay.
That's not the reason.
Yeah.
I'd say... So they've provided a bus, Swinburne Res.
Yeah, bus, drinks.
So there's a bus there on the way.
Drink on entry.
So they've put a lot of money.
A drink on entry.
They've put a lot of money.
The venue.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I suppose they're getting a lot
probably
of money
a band.
To put into. Yeah, for sure. But one aspect that I reckon they should put more money into, and that is probably the cleaning bill. If there has to be an occasion where there's a bit of projectile, vomiting on the bus on the way home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty much, if you just want to vomit on the bus from either over intoxication or you're just a bit sick.
Just a bit sick.
Could be anyone. But they're charging a $50 fee.
That's brutal.
If you throw up on the bus.
That's brutal.
I reckon, not that I'm going to.
Not that you're going to.
Honestly,
but
that price should be lower.
But you're sort of empathetic just in case if it was you, you wouldn't want to be paying that $50.
Yeah, so bring down one billboard and just pay for the cleaners. And
so what do you reckon is a reasonable price for yakking on a bus then?
Probably say 15, 20.
But you're not the one that has to clean it up. Like, how much would it would I have
hold
to
on.
Pay?
How long would it take to clean it up?
Yeah, but how much would I have to pay you to clean up your own vomit? How much would I have to pay you?
It doesn't work.
Would you do it for free?
It's a time.
Would you do it
for
free?
We're in Australia, mate. It's a time basis.
We're in Australia.
Money. It's a time basis for money. So, we'll say it's the average wage is what?
I'm not talking about. I say how much.
It'll take them 5 minutes. They don't need $50.
So then how much would you do it for? How much would you do it for?
Oh, 5 cents.
Clean up vomit?
No, definitely not. But probably $10.
$10.
So, like, it's their job.
Okay.
Isn't it?
No, the job's to drive.
I suppose they might have to.
Their job's to drive us from plan A to plan B, not to bloody clean up their vomit.
What's your idea?
Take down
a billboard and spend money on what?
Spend money on putting ingredients back into the food. Now, you know the Swinburne Cafe, just underneath the Swinburne Bookshop?
Yep, that one.
Yeah, that one. So
where we're meant to be... Near where we're meant to be broadcasting.
Yeah. Good plug there. But so they have an array of sandwiches and as such, and cakes. And so one of the sandwiches they have, and they advertise, is a ham, cheese, I stress this, ham, cheese, and tomato toasty. Okay?
What's that meant to mean?
Mate, they don't put tomato in the ham and cheese. They advertise on there. $5.
Bombshell.
But I don't want to disclose how much it is. It's a fair price. It's around $5.
Yeah, so
ham, cheese, tomato, toasty. Yet it's not in there. It's flat. It's just not in there.
That's unbelievable.
It's actually ridiculous.
So they've advertised. How much does just a ham and cheese one cost?
They don't do it. Ham and cheese. They do a cheese and tomato.
Ham and cheese and tomato.
But they advertise the cheese and tomato as the ham and cheese. It's ridiculous.
I think that what they're trying to prevent is
what?
Vomiting on the bus.
They're trying to
Well, they want it, actually.
They want it. Just exactly. They want the extra money. This is Braden and Harry.
This is Braden and Harry.
This is Braden and Harry driving you home.
Sure is.
Back after that interesting song.
Yeah.
An interesting...
Just got to play it.
Just got to play it.
We don't choose the music around here. That's Michael.
Yeah, I don't know. Good work, Michael. You're fantastic there, mate.
When was it? We know what we're talking about.
The Airtasker. The Airtasker was Friday.
Was it Friday? Yeah.
Friday.
So, we're meant to beat the Hammer and Swine today.
Yeah.
Logistical reasons, which is about to get justice brought to today.
Yep.
But we'll get onto that later. But we're meant to be at the Hammer and Swine. There's a billboard there we want to pay for. It's a long story, but we want to get our face on it, pretty much.
We need to get our... We don't want it, mate. We need to get our face on it.
Yep,
to get our face on it. Everyone needs to know Braden and Harry.
All right, so that's...
And the radio.
Yeah, okay. I'd say we want to, but...
Well, we want to
depends
as well.
Depends on how you look at it.
We want to as well, I'll be honest.
So this is going to cost money. How do you make money? Airtasker.
Airtasker,
this is an app where anyone can register... Put on their ideas. What do you want?
What do you want? Move your couch, build IKEA furniture, hopefully not.
That's what we did, yep.
And
we got on this app, we registered. I sent this lady a message saying we're fast and efficient, two young guys ready to work.
And you've already set up, in two words, you already set us up for failure.
Already set us up for failure. But it got us the job out of 11 people, so...
Actually, that's pretty good.
Come on, mate.
But be honest, we were talking with her why we got the job. And she said literally just because we didn't put a big page up there of who we were.
Our skills, yeah. We just wanted efficiency.
Yeah, exactly.
As she said. But so we got to... Alright, we'll just, I think we'll just play it.
Yeah, we need to play the
We'll
audio,
just play
yeah. It's good, it's good.
We'll just so we're out the front of the house and we'll pick it up from now when we had the mics ready. And
should we summarise how it went, or should we just wait for ourselves to summarise?
Wait for ourselves, I reckon.
Here we go.
Very excited for, very excited. Our aim is to do it as quickly and easily as possible. Yeah. Oh no, we found them. I wonder if Libby is inside. Exactly. I wonder if they're still having their conference.
And on the actual air task force, it says we need to put a copper and a coffee table and IKEA kitchen island.
Yeah.
Which seems very complicated. On the train on the way here, we've just had a look at the.
Yeah, major ragrats there. Major ragrats.
I think in the YouTube video, there was a power
built
which was really involved, and all we've got is a mullet or a mallet.
A mullet? You keep saying mullet. We're not going to hit it with a mullet. We'll use a mullet and a hand drill.
So we've got a mallet.
And a hand drill.
And a hand
screwdriver.
Oh, yeah, hand
screwdriver.
And a screwdriver. That's all we've got for three things. And we're trying to fund this billboard. What is our plan?
Plan is, Twish, what's happening? Obviously, the lady that we have to do the task for. Yep. How are we going? How are we going, Twish?
How are we going?
Have a chat to her.
Chat to her.
How she's going. And then we get to the job.
Straight on the job.
And we tell her, no, you just relax, go have coffee, chill.
I'm worried about, customer service, excellent.
Yeah.
5 stars. Yeah,
100%.
We're talking about actually completing the job.
No, we don't have to talk about actually completing the job. That's just going to happen, hopefully.
Yep.
No, exactly.
Customer service.
Oh, mate, I reckon we get inside now. Cars are starting to build up.
Inside now.
Yeah, I reckon.
Alright, we'll get in there now, and you'll be able to see this on Instagram story. We're going to be going inside. Wish us luck.
Wish us luck. Please, we need it.
We need
or just donate. We need backup money.
Alright.
Alright, so we're going in. I apologise for two things with that, actually. One, the audio of me. We'll get it better next time.
That's all good.
And also two, for over-promising stuff.
Now, if you didn't hear that, we're setting ourselves up. We're getting the mallet and we're just at the corner of Twish's, which we still hadn't found where it actually
probably shouldn't
was.
Probably should uncover the name. That was a good fact name.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you. I've been thinking of that all day, actually.
We've set ourselves so high.
Yeah.
You got to stick around because we so overpromise.
We definitely overpromise.
It isn't even funny.
Oh no.
This is Braden and Harry.
And this is Braden and Harry driving you home.
Sure is. And we don't really have much to say, but we'll just play the audio pretty much.
Yeah, we get to it.
We went to do an Ayers Tasker last Friday. Just to pay for this billboard at the Hammer and Swine that we want to get on. That's pretty much all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. And just listen in.
We've rocked up to this house where we need to build three things. That's basically it.
Yeah.
So just have a listen.
Once we walked in, we set our goals high. With a mallet and a screwdriver, we needed to assemble the large and complex IKEA drawers, a kitchen island, and an Aldi coffee table. Our first observation on the instruction manual was the necessary requirement of a power drill.
Was there any luck with the drill?
Yeah, it should just get
it. Oh,
awesome. Awesome, just when we get that. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Now.
Cool. All right.
So that's
sweet.
Because that's what I told you, I've already done the sign. Yeah, because he's already done that one. That's what I'm trying to say. I've done these. Yeah, he's already done these. So we all... I've done the drawers. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, let's go. So, what you... Yeah, so you guys... So we put the rolls in now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So what does it say to do first? I gotta... Hold on. I have to go to drill it in. Hold on. Where are you going? Drill it in. Where are you going? We're gonna do the rolls first.
Rollers
first.
Rollers
go first.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing, mate.
After a shaky start, the IKEA gods blessed us with a drill from the neighbour
to complete this mammoth task. Once making sense of the instructions, there were a few concerns, mainly trying to comprehend the grey, white, left, right combination.
As we stand here now, there's about how many different pieces?
There's a lot.
Does that have
herb
left on it?
Oh, so let's just make this one the left one.
Well, we don't want to mix it up, so... Yeah, so there's a left one and there's a right one. So put the left one. So we'll make the left one first.
These are all the left ones.
Yeah. Alright. Make sure that's left. Make sure left sticks with left. So where's that?
So left ones are the ones that are grey.
Where's the L say?
Oh, I see it should right.
Say, should say L and I.
So there's ones that are grey and there's ones that are white. What's the difference?
What do you mean?
There's white ones and there's grey.
Oh, don't stress it out. Left. Yeah. Left one.
Left grey.
There should be another left one.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, it should be grey then.
Yeah, grey left. We're in.
He's right set up.
We're on fire. We had momentum. Everything was going to plan, so we decided to set a goal time to achieve the tasks by
4:30. That's fine. So let's try to get this done. 40 minutes.
By 5?
Oh, easily by 5. You want to get this done by 4, 5. Well, yeah, quarter past maybe. This is a good system. I'll get the pieces out, you drill.
Alright, so we just straight in?
Yep, so in the bottom out. And outside.
What?
So outside, yep, you're doing that right.
What do you mean by bottom? What do you mean
by the bottom one, that bottom pole.
Ah.
Yeah.
Why, is there a reason why that one's bottom and this one's side?
Just the way it is. The thing is, we might need to adjust these.
Oh, I thought I didn't do the bottom one. I did.
You did. Alright, yeah, you're good to do those. Oh, mate.
We're on fire.
You got it?
It's not magnetic, the screw. It's a bit like... Ian Thorpe without his swimsuit.
What is that?
I'm still alright. Just not as good. I'm just not looking at the 30 planks of wood on our rock. We've done about 3 beams and we're excited.
We are very excited. This is going very well. We're down one screw.
Are we?
Right, first one. Oh, no,
first issue, down no, one no, screw. No. First issue solved. We've found it.
No, we haven't found it.
You haven't found it?
No. Couldn't do this without TJ.
No. I was thinking of me just doing this.
Yeah.
And just sending you on another job, like collecting poo manure or something, but...
No.
I think... I got a feeling that I might have needed you here. What matter? This means in context to the drawers.
Is this?
No.
Cracks started to form.
I was kind of coming into this thinking like it's a joke, and then now we're going to be serious.
We've done the joke, now we actually do the joke.
Mate, I'm like a giraffe doing this. Big birds aren't made for this.
Big birds aren't made. Do you want me to drill? Are you right?
No. No to you not drilling, not me, not me.
Yeah, no. I can tell.
Alright, well, do we drill the middle ones as well?
Middle what?
The middle of these.
Yeah, drill the middle ones. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's...
Oh.
How many times can I do that to you in one
Lights are on.
That just dramatically changed things.
It's doubled the pace of it.
Yeah, no, it definitely hasn't.
Then 40 minutes had passed.
It's time. It's 5:20. We're past the due date.
Are we?
Yeah.
Who said that? Our due date or theirs?
Theirs.
What did they say?
Well, they want 7, but we're going to do all of them by 7.
Oh! Okay.
After realising all 3 boxes had to be done by 7, we turned off the microphone and got to work.
We'll be back with the final outcome next.
This is Braden and Harry.
This is Braden and Harry driving you home.
It is.
How are we?
And we've just come back from we heard...
Some good recordings there of us at really working productively.
Basically, yeah, we turned off the recordings after probably 20% of the first draw.
Yeah.
But then we also turned it back on after we'd finished it. We walked out and we'll let ourselves explain it.
The mess that just unfolded.
To paint the picture, we've just walked out of our meant to be 3 hours, turned into five.
Turned into five.
Just
pure.
We're that tired. I spent 5 minutes looking for a microphone in my bag that I had in my pocket. It's
torture.
Fatigue, it's torture. But basically, we were setting up an IKEA set of drawers for a little girl. In a stranger's house from Antarctica.
In an absolute stranger's house that...
Just to pay for the billboard that we wanted for the Hammering Swine.
And Brandon, do we have any experience putting the IKEA furniture together?
We told them we did.
And
we have zero.
And
we had a screwdriver, we had the phone, the drill, the neighbor next door. They kept on asking us.
Have you done this before? Yeah, question us, sussing us out.
It's the first time we've done it. It's the first time they've used Antarctica.
Yeah, so we avoided the question.
So
it's smart.
Besides that similarity,
not much. Mate, they had way too high expectations.
And as we walk into the train station, we might just stay here and have a chat.
Have a debrief. Oh, we had no idea for the first hour.
That first hour,
I was freaking out.
We were excited.
We were excited, but freaking out.
Then it started to dawn on us that we've bit off a little bit more than we can chew.
2.5 hours in, we've just stuffed up. I remember we got to a part and it just wasn't the right way around. And we realised we have no idea.
We were in a bit of trouble at that stage. And we were thinking to ourselves... We actually had three different... we had the drawers, we had a coffee table, and also a kitchen island that we had to put together.
So let's break it down. We've got 95% of the draw.
We didn't even do that.
And that was only what four and a half hours.
Yeah. So we'll
do that again.
If we do that again. It's 15 hours.
What are we getting paid? $60 an hour? No, $60 all up.
I don't know, but I really hope
they take pity on us.
Mate, I can't. We had no food. We had no water. You know, absolutely sweltering.
That they put the heat on to at least 35, 40 degrees
in
there.
I'm sure they were trying to get us out early. It didn't work, actually.
Because we stuffed up more.
So we had to get out at 7 o'clock for a little bit to go to bed. We were doing the drawers. We had the Allen key, the power drill from next door. We had to get out. So we went out and went downstairs to where the mum was, watching TV, using the drill. Just being a little obsessed.
Breastfeeding her child,
and
still
no cash.
I have
no idea how much money we're gonna get.
I can't believe, I feel stupid now. I was hoping, my idea was give him 50, ask for 50, and we'll get a great review.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit about the review. I don't give a crap. I want a 1.5-star rating.
Oh, I don't care about ratings.
I don't care.
We all care about the billboard.
About the billboard. If we have to get a new air tasking account, so be it.
So the first hour was excitement. The potential.
And then the Instagram sort of stopped and we put the phone down.
The Instagram story stopped. We put the phone down. We put the recorder away. And then everything just went real very quickly.
Yeah.
The fact that we were still on our first out of third job after 4.5 hours and it getting to night, the dad had gone to bed.
But the dad was really sus. He was not having a bar of us sometimes. I was trying to tell really terrible jokes.
Some occasions he just didn't know what we were doing. Other occasions we didn't know.
But I love when he jumped in. I would always, the thing is, he always do what they say and then it doesn't work. And then it's like, oh, good.
Yeah, well, that happened a few times.
Whereas if we try to just go by ourselves and get it wrong and he sees us, we're in the sticks.
The three stages, I reckon.
Yeah. Pardon?
We're going to get all three done.
Yeah.
We're going to get all three of the...
No.
On the tasks. On air tasks.
So that was dream. I think reality was we were thinking, get two.
I'm walking in there. I thought we'd get all three done. And all we got done was about... We got one done. And we didn't even get that done.
We didn't...
Off the knob off the drawer.
See, we could have. I didn't... The freaking knob. Actually, yeah. The thing would be, it would be 99.9% complete, but a bloody knob. Well, maybe sound like a couple of knobs.
We still don't know how much a billboard costs.
Still don't know. But we'll raise the money. Look.
And probably the best quote I heard. You two are never going to go on the block, are you?
Oh, did he say that?
Yeah, he's like,
I didn't even realize.
You guys are never going to get on the block, are you? It doesn't matter how good you are.
Did he actually say that? I didn't hear.
Well, now we know he thinks even more.
Yeah, exactly.
No. We just hope he pays as well.
Yeah, just hope. Well, mate, we know what he's going to pay us. It's not well.
Oh, we're on.
How we doing? This is Brendan and Harry.
Now, what have we got to say about that?
Not a lot, to be honest.
Not a lot.
It was
we summed it up there, but if you couldn't make it out on Brendan's mic, he was absolutely exhausted, absolutely wrecked.
Well, there's a few things I wanted to point out.
Yeah.
The quote that you said at about 4:30.
What are you talking about?
Would easily be done by 5.
What are you talking?
Easily done by 5.
Yeah.
5:15, maybe.
If we were experienced, you didn't get let me finish there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're not experienced, so... Mate, we need to go to another break.
We do.
We've done too much life stuff today.
We have. It just hasn't worked out for us. This is Brendan and Harry.
This is Brendan and Harry.
This is Brendan and Harry driving you home.
It is,
we are back.
We're meant to be at the Hammer and Swine. We all know that.
Meant to be at Hammer and Swine. Made promises.
Whose fault is it that we're not at the Hammer and Swine?
The Hammer and Swines, I believe, actually. Talking to other members, talking to fellow members.
It might have been their fault. And we want to give justice to the people.
And ourselves, but we're obviously, mate, been robbed there.
Well, I thought we might send out a warning that we don't want this to happen again.
Exactly.
If we want to show it, we're not going to say actually when we're going to have the next show at the Hammer and Swine.
No.
Because I feel like if we do that, it's not going to go through.
No, it's not. It's not.
So what we will do is we will send out a warning to the Hammer and Swine.
Is this similar to what you were speaking of earlier about the North Korea? Is this where the analogies come in?
Maybe. I think we might just send out a few warning signs.
A few warning shots?
Don't mess with this. We've got ammo. We've got...
We've got ammo. What's our ammo?
Literally and metaphorically. Metaphorically, it's the email power.
Literally? We literally have ammo?
We've got a Skyforce rocket right here.
The Skyforce is our...
What does
we only have one of those. If we actually landed in there...
What does North Korea do when there's a threat? They throw out missiles. One over Japan last week.
I don't think they throw out missiles. I think
they fire
missiles.
They launch
missiles. We'll be throwing that, mate, because it's not going to make it.
It's not going to make it. Blast up to 21 meters. It's a foam rocket. And it's basically, it's a kid's toy, age 7 plus. But it goes 21 metres. The Hammer and Swine, how tall do you reckon that is?
It's probably
on the
about
fourth floor.
20, 30 metres.
Third or fourth floor, third floor I think it is.
Hammer and Swine's fourth, yep.
No, third.
What's fourth then?
Fourth
we're sussing out the... Actually, yeah, you're not wrong
there.
Yeah,
come on, I'm really good.
Sorry, you're the one that's sussed the place
you're
out.
You're from head of security and defence.
Yeah, no, sorry, Kim Jong-un. We'll put that on you, mate.
So we want to send out a few
warning shots.
They put one over Japan, didn't they?
Yeah, they put one near Japan.
It went over the top. Then we get over the top of the Hammer and Swine just to let them know, don't mess with this.
Should we attach our name to it or something? Give a phone number.
Nice Braden and Harry on the front. I reckon we could.
And then what's security going to do? What the hell is this crap?
What if I just open it up right now? I actually haven't opened it yet.
Yeah, do you reckon you should?
Well, it's probably...
Unbox the...
probably make shocking radio. But...
probably does.
Nah, I should have opened it before.
We want to send this off soon, don't we? Warning shot.
Within the next few days, I would say. Because if we don't send off this warning shot, what's going to happen is they're not going to listen to us.
Now, do you think...
They don't listen to words.
Mate,
they listen
to
missiles.
If we're doing this, we're sending a bad message. Are we sending a message, a sort of hostile message? Like, do you reckon
we're advocating...
Oh, we've got three. We've got three missiles.
And they are much smaller than I thought. I thought we were going to get a meter or 2 meters of one.
How big is the box?
Oh, I'd say these are about 20 centimeters.
How big is the box? It's not a meter.
Mate, if these go 21
meters, if we're lucky.
If these go 21 meters, I'll get Swoop the Magpie. No, I'm not doing that. If these go 21 metres...
There you go. He said it goes 21 metres into the Hammer and Swine. He will get swooped by a magpie.
It's a bit of bittersweet, isn't it?
It is. It really is bittersweet for you, isn't it? Your hatred for getting swooped by magpies.
No, I actually don't want to. No, I'm not doing that. But
are you sure?
Yeah. 100%.
I don't think that's debatable.
If this goes 21 metres, it's not going to. I know that. I already know. This is not going to make it to the Hammer and Swine. Mayday, mayday, before it's even launched, that it could drop short.
I thought that was actually going to be a lot bigger. On the package, but
I think Japan will be worried if this was the start.
I think North Korea will be worried. If that could be our defense.
If they say it's 21 meters and it ends up going 14, Japan's in trouble. Come on, mate. I reckon we should do a test run.
We got
time. Can we just talk for a bit while I
Well, you set it up.
We'll put on a song.
Yeah, we'll put on a song and then we'll come back with it set up and ready to go. And we'll talk it through. We'll talk through the practice run
of just
of sending off a missile.
Of what? Just a fight, test fight?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, we'll come back.
This is Braden Harry.
This is Braden and Harry.
Braden and Harry driving you home. Harry normally does that, but it's me now because Harry's outside the studio as we test this. Can we hear you, Harry? Hello? It's going off. It's going off. It's up in the air. It's pitch black outside of Hawthorne here. What? Where'd it go? Mate, we cannot reach him at all. Poor radio like last time.
We could actually, that's bad. This is not what we want. This probably sounds terrible.
It does, mate. It sounds shocking.
Yeah. I'm going to get back in the studio. We want to probably wrap it up for the audience.
Wrap it up. How far did it go, would you say? Come back in.
Take me off. It's only about 20 metres, but we'll talk about it soon.
20 metres. Will it make the Hammer and Swine? Oh no, he's locked out of the studio. I'll just play a little bit of Galway Girl and then we'll be back.
We're back.
This is without a doubt our worst episode so far. What have you got playing for us?
Sorry.
We apologise, everyone. So sorry.
Shocking. Probably our worst episode ever.
Probably our worst episode. We wanted this to be our best considering the Airtasker, the budget report. We've just gone downhill. We have to recover this. That's our promise.
We'll promise that because it's not too hard to achieve better than that.
It's actually gone a fair distance.
How far did it go?
That's gone at least 20 metres.
It went 20 metres high.
Because it was up, and I had to count, and I counted 1, 2, and then I go about halfway through, almost to 3.
So what, you reckon a second's 10 metres, do you reckon?
Yeah. Science there, mate.
Great.
No, yeah.
Wait, yeah. No, so I want to know, like, how high did it go? Will it make the Hammer and Swine? I want to hear it from you.
It will hit the cusp. It will hit the edge.
Will it go over the top and send a warning sign, a bit like North Korea?
Maybe if we get some wind. We might be able to get it on Japan, on Hammer and Swine. I don't think there's not going to be a safe warning shot. This is
Tokyo,
direct hit.
Tokyo?
Mate, this is Tokyo, Armageddon, mate. This is not good. We are hitting Tokyo, or if not ourselves, because it's going to come back. It's coming back.
Alright, so there's no way they're going to retaliate or not listen to our warnings.
Oh, there's no way they're not going to be able to see this.
Have a look at our social platforms because we're going to be doing it soon.
We're going to be doing it very soon. Having a go.
Right now, you reckon?
Right now, I reckon. It's nice and dark.
No one will be around. No security. No. They're all busy cleaning up for a moment, not the formal. No, they're not. We'll do it now.
We'll do it right now. So check us out on Instagram and Facebook and you'll see this fantastic radio right here sending... A warning shot to the hammer and swine.
It's Braden and Harry.
This is Braden and Harry.